Hey, Tularosa Basin, it's Judy Valentine.
And Double J with another edition of Pass the Popcorn.
Our review of new movies currently showing at Allen Theater's Aviator 10.
This week, Crystal Lake, It's Not Safe. Not with Jason in the Woods with a remake of the 1980 horror classic, Friday the 13th.
Yes, we could bore you with the plot, but why should we?
Come on, let's humor him.
Fine. Jason Voorhees is a mentally unstable kid who grows up to be a murderous man who haunts the campground at Crystal Lake.
Yep, that's pretty much it.
Whether hunting down 20-somethings who've heard there's marijuana growing in them thar hills,
or rich spoiled 20-somethings who abscond to a hunting lodge to party it up,
Mr. Hockey Mask dispatches them in the most unique and vicious ways.
I will give him this. For being a homicidal killer, Jason is pretty creative. Whether it's with an axe, a bow and arrow, a fire poker, a screwdriver,
or his trusty machete, there's no rhyme or reason to why. He just does. Not to sound really twisted, but I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
You know, this isn't my movie of choice. I don't recall in recent memory ever saying, hey, I want to throw my popcorn in the air when the boogeyman jumps out.
He's not kidding. He actually did. Popcorn everywhere.
And there are plenty of moments like that. There are some moments where they should have a neon sign on the screen that says, this person is not going to live much longer.
And then there are moments where the popcorn goes a-flying because you weren't expecting it.
And that's why, if you're into these types of movies, you go see them. And why you'll go see this one. You know, it's really no different than a roller coaster ride. You know it's coming. It's exciting. It's heart-pounding. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Now, the only difference being, most roller coasters don't have a guy with a hockey mask on it.
Needless to say, this is not a film for kids. It's rated R for a reason.
Lots of profanity, nudity, sex, drug and alcohol use, and, of course,
people being taken care of by Jason in the most interesting and grisly ways.
As horror movies go, like I said, I loved it. I'd give it 4 out of 5 spilled bags of popcorn.
Not 5?
No, only because I won't own this one. If I give something 5 out of 5, it's because it was good enough to own and see again and again. This is like a ride in an amusement park that someone dares you to go on. Once was enough.
Well, since this isn't my type of movie, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, I enjoyed myself as well. If you go with someone else that you can laugh about this stuff with,
which you did,
Miss Maniacal Laughter over here, I'll give it 4 out of 5 too. Like Judy, once was enough for me.
And without giving too much away, the filmmakers left this wide open for a sequel. So with any luck, a whole new generation of audiences will be scared by...
That's our Jason sound right there. That's 2, I guess, favorable reviews for Friday the 13th, now showing in Allen Theater's Aviator 10.
For showtimes, call 437-9301 or jump onto the web at allentheaters.com and click on Alamogordo.
Next week, we'll be back with another review.
Could be that we finally get to see Confessions of a Shopaholic.
She doesn't have a machete, does she?
I don't think so.
For Burt Broadcasting, she's Judy B.
And he's the Double Dude.
And we'll see you at the movies.
Dude, you got some popcorn in your hair.
Oh, thanks.